Good morning. Can you turn on the light so I can see everyone, even though only few of you? But at least, because I only see the shadow. Be a witness. We get ready for the summer, and I really touch when the praise song you sing, like God will send an army to fight the lost, and I will rescue you. So who exactly is the army? It's mean from the people of the church. The church has been commissioned by Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, just like the praise song you sing about the Holy Spirit. And the commission by the Holy Spirit to be the witness for Jesus all over the world, especially the summer coming up. So many of you will be on vacation. You never know people God may put right in front of you, and they are lost. They are in chaos. And maybe they pray, Lord, send an army, the people to him or her, to share the gospel, to take away all the pain and give them the peace. So it can be all over the world, or it can be right here in Houston and in America. Yesterday, 25 of you, probably you worked so hard yesterday and you didn't have any energy left today. 25 of you went to food bank and do the community service on very much like on the morning, very, very early in the morning. You called me up around 6:15, talk about going now, and I'm so glad about that. And next Saturday, no, not next Saturday, no, June 11, we have probably about 800 to 1,000 people in the community to come to this church for the health fair. So a lot of people may face physical challenge, but again, possibility a few hundred of them face the challenge, spiritually challenge, and they need the whole army of the people to find those people and rescue them. So the Bible in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So for translation, for apply for your guy, so he said like, you have quiet time, and you pray, and you pray the Lord will reveal to you what you're supposed to do. And then when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll be the witness. June 11, we'll be at this church. This afternoon, we went to the Hong Kong Mall, to the people out there. Some of you go to Vic Hoa. You will see the people, and when the Holy Spirit come to you, and the Bible said you have to share the gospel. In September, our church will have short-term mission trip to Taiwan, Vietnam, Cambodia. That could be another opportunity. And some other opportunity for U.S. mission in America. So pray about it and think about it, because we need to use this verse or apply this verse to our life and our church. When you will receive power, when the Holy Spirit comes unto you, you will be my witnesses in Houston, Texas, U.S., North America, and all over the world. The book of Acts is a story of the church obeying this command. So when you read the book of Acts, every story in the books presents some important truths for the church in regarding to be a witness. Today we go over chapter 8, verse 26 to 40, represent the most powerful story. And Philip, he's in the story. He used by the Holy Spirit to lead someone to Jesus. And this story presents five principles of witnessing. And I believe this principle should not follow like, you know, like numerical 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but apply these five principles when, you know, the case offered to you or when the people come to you, when you receive the calling. But at least we go based on the order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but don't stick to 1, 2, because it's maybe in different order for your situation. But apply it as a biblical principle or biblical foundation of how we are called to be the witness for Jesus. So I list the five principles, and if you have the Bible, just open with me, because this is the only slide you have for today. Okay, open the Bible, chapter 8, verse 26 to verse 40, and I will go point by point. And hopefully we get the principle of witnessing and just join the movement around the world when using this principle. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this passage. Help us to prepare for the summer or prepare for the church in terms of join the movement around the world, being the witnessing. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with me to share your word from your word only. And I pray the Holy Spirit in the heart of people so can understand and apply to their own life and for the church. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So the first principle, listen. Very simple. But it's difficult because sometimes we talk more than we listen. So that reason why we need to go back and understand this verse, especially listen to how the angel of the Lord or the Holy Spirit talked to you. In this case, for Philip. Verse 26, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, to desert road that goes down from Jerusalem and Gaza. So basically, witnessing for Jesus begin with Jesus. If you begin with you, you will be, you know, if you're not successful, you will be depressed. So that reason why, yesterday, 25 years ago to food bank, and have to remember the motivation, you do the food bank, you pack food for the homeless, for the people needed, because the calling of Jesus Christ asking you to do. Not because of Billy keep calling, like, hey, you know, sign up. Or Pastor Chris up here, now please sign up, whatever. But it had to be from the calling for you to do it, to support the community. And when you have that in mind, whatever you do is very, very fulfilling in your heart. Okay? And the church, we'll get into trouble when we begin to do of what we want to do, not Jesus want us to do. Okay? A lot of churches in that trouble. And the church get in trouble when we declare to God what he should do. So don't ever do that. Okay? God declares to do food for the homeless. God declares, calling us to go out this afternoon to witnessing to the people, stranger we don't even know. God calling us to organize health fair to pull the community in on June 11. Okay? To help them not only from physical condition or whatever they need help, but it's also a lot of people in there. Maybe they search for some spiritual healing. And that's where we know what we're supposed to do. Okay? So witnessing is first about listening to the plans of God. And Philip, he listened to the angel of the Lord. For our case, you know the Holy Spirit will be present. And he, when you pray and when you study, the Holy Spirit say, well, maybe organize the event, or maybe a group of us go out there, help the people because our love to the Lord. Not, hey God, this I want you to do. And you have to bless me because that's what I want. No, it's not. God wants you to do. God command or demand the church to do. And our job is listen and obey. Second, verse 27, go. So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of our treasury of Kandake, which means queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. So when Philip, he listened to the Lord, okay, with the instruction. And secondly, you know, he recognized this is the Lord demand him to do. And he obeyed. With his obedience, he go. Okay? Because, for example, we can talk all day long. Oh, I love to go to the mall to witness. Oh, yeah, I love to go to this place, that place for mission trip. But if you didn't take action, it just means nothing. Okay? So when we listen to God, and God always gives you the instruction what to do. Because I remember sometime in Christmas 2021, a group of young people get together and say, Pastor, we're thinking about the health fair in December 26, 27, 2021. I say, okay, put together the plan. And January the 12th at this church, they talk about, you know, something real big. And I had no clue, had no money, but look like God calling them to do. And 6 months now, it become reality. June 11, organized by the grade 11 high school, first year college. And the last Saturday or Friday, we get together, have the update. It's kind of amazing. 15 medical organizations will come to our church. The room next door will be converted into the station, and even this room, we have optometric over here, and then we have dental over here, blood tests, and if you need any, spread the word, if you need like a COVID booster, we have it here too. Have the children problem in mental health, have the people here to help too. Some of you are retired age, you know, Medicare, Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, didn't know what to do. They will be here to help too. Okay? Medical student will be here. Pharmacy student will be here. West Houston Hospital Clinic, they will have blood tests. They will draw blood. So a lot of things going on. So we hope the community will put it in, and a church with community mission will make it happen, and we support the best we can to make sure about security, safety, electrical, cleanup, police, all of that. So it will be a lot of fun. But that's the meaning of the word go when we talk about community. And the same thing. Billy can talk all day long about food for the homeless, food bank, but it didn't make any move. It means nothing. But yesterday, it happened. Initially, he said, maybe we can get 10. But we get 25. Praise the Lord. So each one of you create a movement. And sometimes we think, well, I don't know what to do. I'm young and have no money. Okay, we only have the mind and creativity and prayer. But each one of you can create the movement, and each movement can impact a lot of people. Okay, that goal, verse 27. So the greatest responsibility of the church is to listen to Jesus and do what he says us to do. Philip, he heard the word from the Lord. Then immediately he obeyed. No waiting. No strategizing, you know, if individual. No learning, no preparing, but immediate action. Because, you know, I'm on like December of last year, when Leah talked to me, I said, high school student, grade 11, you grade 10, going on grade 11, and you plan this? No experience, No strategy, no plan, but just from the ideas. But a lot of encouragement and make it happen. Okay? So sometime when we obey the Lord and we had no money, at that time when I asked Leah, how much does it cost to plan the event like this? Say $10,000. I say, well, the budget approved for you $500. Can you do $500? Well, maybe upgrade to $1,000. But the cost is $10,000. But you would find out when the Lord puts the plan in the mind and the money come. You have to believe and trust that. And I think she raised $10,000. Let's just say $9,500 to make up for $10,000. So each one of you had ability, and each one of you had a passion, and each one of you have, believe it or not, the influence. But until you go, you listen to the Lord, you go, and then you would experience tremendous God's work. Thirdly, observe, verse 27 to 34. So he started out and on his way to meet an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Kadaki. This man had gone to Jerusalem for worship, in verse 28, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. And he asked, do you understand what you are reading? And the man said, how can I, unless someone explain it to me? So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of the scripture in which was written. He was led like the sheep to the slaughter, and as the lamb before the shearer in silence, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak up his descendants, for his life was taken from the earth? In which asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? So when you go and you observe, you would find out a lot of people, they have some chaos, they have some pain, they may lose their peace. And somehow the Lord would give us ability to observe and see the need of the people. Okay? 25 people go and food bank and pack food for the homeless because there's the need out there. It's just like 800 to 1,000 people will come to the church for health fair on June 11, the first initial come to this event because of the physical need help. But I praise that our church, a group of people who have been trained right now, be able to observe and see beside the physical need help, is there the spiritual or mental or whatever help? And that's where we can step in and help. Because in the physical world, we have all the experts to help. But in the spiritual world, that's where the church need to step in. So that reason why, you know, he's searching. He, the man, probably go to church and worship, but he's still searching. And that reason why he asked Philip, tell me who this prophet talking about, himself or someone else? And of course, Philip, he listened, he obeyed God, he observed all that God has prepared. Jesus wants to bless the advancement of his kingdom. Even though Philip was led away from the city into the desert, but he immediately connected the divine appointment. He found this Ethiopian who's searching for Jesus. And this Ethiopian was reading the word and was even looking for someone to teach him about the word. So it's kind of amazing that you see how God provides a provision from God. And exactly that what Jesus Christ wants us to have some divine witnessing appointment. That reason why you have to have Godhood in you. And when divine appointment happen, you know what to do and what to say. Basically, tell them about Jesus, why and how you believe in Him. Maybe that's all you have. Okay? Some of you may only remember because you only memorize John 3:16. And if you have John 3:16, the Lord will use John 3:16 so you can share the message with your own experience, how you know the Lord. So whatever you have, He will use it. But you have nothing, and then there's nothing. You probably will talk about the weather, talk about crime and then politics, but nothing to the Lord. So that reason why some Bible verse you need to remember. For the last 5 or 6 weeks, we do the Goal 2022, Share Your Faith in English. And praise the Lord, roughly about 2022, some people sign up. But I wish and hope we might have like one day training to prepare you for this goal 2022, wherever the Lord, you know, asks you to do, when you're on vacation, when you, I don't know, a health fair or whatever, suddenly people ask, why are you just so happy? And you be, and they don't have that happiness, and you'll be able to share why you're happy. Because you have Jesus Christ. Something like that. Okay? So you need to understand when you observe the person or the group of people and God amazing provision to you what you should say or what you have to say. And we always want, He always give us the divine appointment for us to share the gospel. Okay, so we listen, we go, we observe, and then we have to have a punchline. You have to proclaim the gospel. And at verse 35, then Philip began with that passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. So basically, he started where this guy was. Okay? Because he had a problem to understand that verse. So he expanded the verse, but he'd be able to transition into who Jesus was and what he did. So after the Ethiopian asked Philip to explain the scripture, Philip proclaimed Jesus from the scripture. Okay? Yes, you can have your own personal testimony, but you have to have the scripture to support your testimony. So this proclamation have two vital focuses. It's were from the scripture, from the Bible, and it was from the good news of Jesus Christ. Witnessing is about sharing Jesus. We can definitely share Jesus through our action. That's good. Yes, you have food for the homeless. That's good. You have health fair, gathering the people together, that's good. Okay? Some of the Ivory Coast, they bring food to the homeless under the freeway bridge. That's good. Okay? Nothing wrong with it. But the second element have to happen about sharing Jesus, because we share Jesus through our action, but Jesus Christ commands us to speak the gospel. That reason why you have to open your mouth and preach the gospel. Or else the people will say, oh, John, you're really good. You're a moral man. You really help people. You bring food to the people. You, the group of people I saw go to the freeway bridge and pass out food and need to the people under the bridge. And after that, they will say, John, he's really good. He's a good man. Chris, you are a good man. Steve, you are a good man. There's no Jesus in there. So suddenly, you glorify yourself. People only know you. But they didn't know who motivate you, who calling you to do that. So all the glory had to point it back to Jesus Christ. That's the key. Okay? So, because Jesus commanded us to speak the gospel, open your mouth and preach the gospel. And the gospel is the good news about Jesus Christ. How he comes out of this earth, he's a God-man, okay, died on the cross because of our sin. And but he not die forever. In 3 days, he rose again. Okay? And he been heaven, prepared the place for us. By believing Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. And that the firm belief, and that what you need to share, at least from the basic. And lastly, trust. So we listen, we go, we observe, we proclaim, and we trust. I put it down in chronological, numerical formula 1, 2, 3, 5, but depend on the situation, on this number may not be in order. But the first step is listening to the Lord. It's always happen when you pray. Trust, verse 36 to 40. I need to be hurry up here. I tell you what, you can read this one, okay? Say a few minutes. So after Philip proclaimed Jesus, the Ethiopian believes in Jesus. And what happened next? He got baptized. So basically, is there anything prevent me to get baptized? And Philip said, no. You pray, you believe in Jesus Christ. Hear the water. He baptized Ethiopian. So you will find out that when Jesus saved, he provided divine appointment and even provide the water for this guy to be baptized. And after that, you find out his Holy Spirit immediately carried Philip to another place. Some people, or maybe some of you, may look at this story and say, Philip should not share the gospel. Okay? Because that's somebody else's job. But we go back and read clearly, God calling Philip. It's just like God calling you. When he calling you, you take action and you do it. So the same Jesus of the past, when he talked to Philip, the same Jesus will talk to you, especially you prepare for the summer. You set aside on the schoolwork, you're on vacation, you travel, that opportunity. Or even in our own city, our own community, or even June 11 coming up. Okay? So because of this, you would find out is the gospel advanced to Africa. Ethiopian officer, where he come from? He's from Africa. Okay, so from the book of Acts, the Ethiopian, he's from Africa. So he come back to Africa and the gospel spread in Africa and spread from Ethiopian and probably after that go to Ivory Coast. We have the town of Sydney at the back. You see the whole pictures. Okay, so advanced Africa and the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 was coming alive from the past in the book of Acts. And now the gospel spread on the way to Europe, okay, Asia, South America. And number one grow in the Christian, the spread the gospel right now in Africa, number one. Secondly, South America. Thirdly, Asia, okay. And Europe because of Ukraine. So people wake up. So people begin come to the Lord a lot. And the slowest grow in spread the gospel, you know where? United States of America and Canada, based on the newest study. So when I read that, I said, my goodness, why the gospel spread on over the world and really slow down America? Why? Why slow down America? Because the church. Because the church, because of me, because of you, because we not communicate the gospel directly, firmly, and respond to the call of Jesus when we share the gospel. So I pray that our church, we need to go back to the book of Acts, especially chapter 1, verse 8. Learn the lesson from Philip. So we can reverse the process in America, North America, to be true. Let us stand up so I can pray for you. Our Father, we thank you very much because your word is just wonderful. We learned a lesson in the past so we can apply for the future, especially now. So I know that you use the church, especially the Church of West Houston, use the young people, old people, all age group to widen your kingdom of God, especially in our community, especially in America. We love you and we give these young people to you for guidance and blessing. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all the children of God, including me in this room, from now and forever. Amen.